Zvachim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Hey, 12:5, and now we move on to a new topic, which is the topic of the burning of the Parah Minasrafim and the Seer Minasrafim, those five inner chataos. There are three of them are bulls, two of them are goats, and they are the blood is offered on the inner altar, and the emurim are burned on the outer altar, and then the rest of the carcass is not eaten, but rather it's burned. So we're talking about those five. Specifically, it's the Par Ko Mashiach, the Par Helam Davar, and the Par of Yom Kippurim are the three bulls, and then the two goats are the Seir Yom Kippurim and the Seir Avodah Zarah that are brought like the Par Helam Davar. The Sanhedrin made a ruling that was in Isser Karis. They permitted it. They changed their mind. The majority of the people had followed the wrong ruling. If the incorrect ruling had to do with Avodah Zarah, instead of bringing a Par Helam Davar, a bull, they bring a Seir, a goat. Okay, so those five burned animals. So, as the Mishnah will say in a second, they're burned outside of Yerushalayim, and also the people who participate in that process also become tamei, which will be the topic of really the next Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside here, Parah Minasrafim, Seir Minasrafim, the bulls that are burned and the goats that are burned, it's a mitzvah to burn them. Bizman Shehem Nisrafim Kemitzvasan, when they're being burned for the sake of carrying out the mitzvah properly, as opposed to burning them because they become puzzle, you know, invalid along the way, then the Nisrafim Bebeis Hadeshen, the place to burn them is the Beis Hadeshen, Umetam Begadim, and also the people who participate, they become like Avos HaTumah, that they actually make even their clothing tame. We'll leave the Tumah discussion to the next Mishnah. As far as the Beis Hadeshen goes, the place of the ashes. So, if you're keeping track now, we've come up with the total, by the end of this Mishnah actually, we will have a total of four different places, all called the Beis Hadeshen. That, of course, is very confusing. So let me just enumerate them for you right now, just so you know, and then we'll talk about them. We'll call them A, B, C, D. So A is that place where you do the Trumas Hadeshen. It's at the near the bottom of the ramp there. It's on the eastern side of the ramp, near the bottom. We talked about the place. So that's the same place where you put the feathers and like the zefek, you know, the little parts of the Olas HaOf, as well as the Trumas Hadeshen every morning, a little sample from the ashes. So that's Beis Hadeshen number one. Beis Hadeshen number two, somewhere in the Azar, I'm not sure where, there is where they burn the limbs instead of the korbanos that are not valid. If a korban comes invalid, then you burn it on that place, the designated place there, Beis Hadeshen in the Azara. That's we'll call that B. C is not in the Azara, but somewhere on the Temple Mount, the Har HaBayis, which we'll talk about in a moment. That's if you've taken things that need to be burned outside of the Azara, you don't bring them back in. If they became tamei, whatever it is now, you don't bring them back in. Rather, you burn them out there on the Temple Mount there. That's a third. And the Beis Hadeshen. And there's a fourth Beis Hadeshen, which is the one that our mission here is referring to, which is the place where they took the ashes that came off of the big pile in the middle of the outer altar, that big ash pile from all the burned korbanos, called the tapuach. That tapuach is cleared off from time to time. It's machlok, it's exactly how often, it doesn't matter. And it's when it's cleared off, it's put in this place outside of Yerushalayim, the Beis Hadeshen over there. And these Parim and Seirim HaNisrafim are burned in that same place there outside of Yerushalayim. Now, the important thing to keep in mind here in terms of the technical part is that there are, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, in terms of the Mishkan, I should say, there were like three zones. There was the Machane Shechina, the inner camp, where essentially the Ol Moed was and Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you have the Machane Levia, where the Leviim encamped around that. And then you have the Machane Yisrael, the third or outer layer for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So there are three different Machanos, three different Psukim talk about taking ashes El Michutz LeMachane, and the Drasha connects, the Drashas connect these three to say that when it has to be taken out the Chutz LeMachane, at least in the context of the Parim and Seirim Nisrafim, they have to be taken outside of the Machane Yisrael, the third outer encampment, which by analogy, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, is outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. So the Machane Shechina is analogous to the Azara, the Machane Leviah is analogous to the Har HaBayis, and the Machane Yisrael is analogous to the walls of Yerushalayim. So the point is that because the word El Mechutz LeMachane is used three different times, once regarding the Par Kona Mashiach, and also the Par Helam Davar, and a third time talking about the Deshen, the ashes from the Tapuach. So those three times, they're connected by drushes exegetically to say that these things are all taken outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's what our Mishnah is saying over here. V'meina nisrafin k'mitzvasan. If, however, the reason you're burning these bulls or these goats is not because they were done properly, now your burning was part of the procedure, rather they became invalid somewhere or other. So then nisrafin b'beis habira, then they're burned in the beis habira. V'ein matam begadim, the people who participate in the burning of it don't become tamei, because you only become tamei if you participate in the burning of, like, the kosher burning, if you will, the prescribed burning of, for a positive reason, of these korbanos that are burned, as opposed to just the negative, you made it tamei or invalid, and now you have to just get rid of it. As far as the beis habira goes, so Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan have quite a famous machlokas. The Reish Lakish learns that beis habira, the word bira literally means like the, like a palace. Beis Habira, the place, the palace, is generically the Har HaBayis. Okay, that's how, the Beis Habira means like the Bira is a temple complex. So the Beis Habira, the Har HaBayis, and there's a place to burn it on Har HaBayis, says Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan understands Beis Habira is a specific place. But the point, let's go back to Reish Lakish, the point of our Mishnah is that if you have taken these Parm and Seirim and Nisrafim outside of the Azara, and then you're not, they realize they're invalid, whatever the story is, they became a treif or something. So then you burn it not in the prescribed place outside of Yerushalayim, but rather there on the Har HaBayis. Okay, so then we'll call it C. If you hadn't left it from, if any korban that became pasul that was left the Azara, but it's burned over there, if it was stayed inside the Azara when it became pasul, you'd burn it inside the Azara in, like, I'll call it place number B. Okay, base edition B. Somewhere there on the Azara. So that's what the Mishnah has to say for itself so far. And the next Mishnah, we'll talk about the Tumah a little more.